If you'd just be nice to me, then we wouldn't have all this friction.
There was no friction.
If you would just tell me. Are you saying that Dan is
better than me?
At teaching me how to use the computer, yes.
Can we not have this on the air? Please?
Please. Please press record.
It is. It's been recording.
Oh, okay, good. I want a real record of this conversation.
I didn't.
No,
say,
I don't want this conversation to take
you
place.
You are better than Dan. And
at least not while I'm here.
Except
on how to show me how to use the computer.
All right.
Much more.
You know what? I'll take that. I'll accept that because Dan is better than me in a lot of things, like helping you with the computer, being patient, and anticipating your every need.
Mm-hmm.
It's like freakishly awesome.
Yeah.
You still
is.
Have to explain to me why that is and who that radar fellow is because I still don't get that.
Radar? Man.
He doesn't know who
you
Radar
were singing the song today.
That's because my dad watches it every stinking day.
MASH, Radar.
Yes. I don't watch
was
it.
Was the colonel's assistant.
You need to sit down and spend some quality time with your dad. And
not while watching MASH.
Yes, MASH is
then
the,
you will know who Radar
awesome
is.
Show. What are you kidding me? It's funny.
Okay.
It's smart.
Go
funny.
Home.
Okay. It's smart funny.
Look,
and you like smart funny.
I do like smart
well,
funny.
Well, then you would like MASH.
Okay.
All right. And just divorce the fact that it's sort of like Hee Haw. Your parents watch Hee Haw, so you like think it's lame.
Yes.
And then Hee-haw you get older, and then lame. You watch, and then you watch Hee Haw, and you go, "This is genius."
Hee Haw was lame. MASH, however, not lame. Very
Hee-haw.
Smart.
Hee Haw okay. Hee Haw was funny.
Okay.
Okay. Just I'm bringing you and your dad together. You can have a bonding moment. People
I will.
In the United States called me Radar, and they said that I was supposed to talk to you about who that was. And you were gonna. So you watch MASH, so show me who that is.
Okay.
Why am I Radar?
Why? I don't know. I don't think I'm Radar to them.
Maybe not to them, but you're Radar to us.
But you're to us because you anticipate our every need.
Okay.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Do you guys always groove out this much to the song?
We do.
We
yes.
do, yes.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time you get old.
Yes. Oh, I would never get over it.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. Welcome
I'm
back
so
to the show.
I'm so flying back here every Thursday from
now,
now
you
on.
Can picture, so now you can picture us jamming out.
Yep.
To yeah. Brian Bridges every day.
Because I do it.
Every day.
I do it,
when
when I listen, but I never thought you guys would.
Yes, we do.
You thought we just sat here and stared at each other?
Sat here and waited for it?
He's much funnier than that. I can't just sit here and do nothing.
I don't just sit here.
He doesn't, he can't.
I don't
it's
do
impossible.
Just sitting here very well.
No.
You know that now, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're just sitting
hey,
around.
Hey, Brad and Faith, John here from the Jesus Geek Podcast.
Okay, we've heard that one. All right. I should have deleted these that I've already listened to.
You should have.
I mean, they're in order and all, but...
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, thanks to Dan.
Dan the man.
I do have my uses.
Yes,
like,
you do.
Like Radar.
Radar. Very good.
Slow learning.
It's Bethany from New Hampshire. Haven't called in a while, but keep listening to your show. I had four thoughts.
Thank you, and we appreciate anybody... Thank you, Bethany. And we appreciate anybody who listens to this show that we don't hear from very often.
Yeah.
I've been very cognizant... Big word
Ooh.
For me. Of
he's so smart.
A lot of the
can
people.
Can you spell that?
No.
Not
T-H-A-T.
Not a chance. No. Not a snowball chance in July. No.
Okay.
So, anyway, been very. When we've been planning, you know what? This is driving me crazy. They're planning SquirrelCon 09.
I know.
All right, and I was staying out of it until my wife said, "Yeah, we'll be there."
Well, you can't have a SquirrelCon without the squirrels there.
Duh.
Yeah, but there would be no Squirrel Con without the squirrels there.
Right.
So until I say I'm coming, it would just be a bunch of people getting together to listen to the show.
Well, I said we're coming.
Yes.
Why can't we go?
Because you didn't even talk to me about
it. I want to meet everybody now.
I think the correct term, by the way, is planned. It's happened. there is no planning. It took less than a day.
And it's
it's gone yes. from, if but we're serious, let's
conception.
Do this. And it's now, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the point is that I wanted to see who else was out in the East where they're going to do this thing
yes.
in New Jersey, I guess. And I said, so I went to the Frapper map. Remember the old Frapper map?
No.
Yes.
I don't know.
I know now.
What is that?
It's a map that tells you where people are listening from, because when you go on a website, you can click on it and say, this is where I am.
I remember that.
And well, we still have it. It's still out there. I just hardly ever go over there anymore. But it was very interesting to go over there.
Oh, how do you do that? Will you show me how to do that?
Oh, sure. My goodness. So, and I got to see all these people. I thumbed over all these people who we don't communicate with on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But they're all out there.
Yeah.
So, and then there's some people who we communicate a lot with that I hope can come. Like Jason Dunn is out there, and Raging Asian, that guy. And who else is out there? And of course, John Wilkerson is out there.
Brian
Bridges is out there. And I hate to leave people out, but there were a bunch. There was
Lottie Dahlin somewhere.
Lottie Dahlin, she's out there. So there's these people that we communicate with a lot that are kind of out there that would be able to come. Plus, there's all these people that we don't communicate with very often that might come.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So so it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool to see if we can get a group of people that we don't communicate with a lot to show up.
That would be fun. I want to meet everyone now.
Yeah, everyone. Even you.
Well, I was all for buying an RV and traveling all over the country and just looking these people up. Why are you listening to me knocking on the door? This is Brad McFadden from Two Blind Squirrels. Why are you listening to me?
That's not creepy at all.
That's not funny either.
I would love to see you drive the RV on water. Can we please listen to the rest of the call?
Sure. That'd be fine.
He scares me. Yeah.
We'll drive around with our blood-sucking goat knocking on doors.
It's much worse.
It's much.
What's worse?
We'll take Buford's goat, tie him to the back of the truck. It's the only way I'll ever get rid of him.
We'll leave one goat at every stop. Thank you for listening to Blind Squirrels. Here's your goat.
You might get the blood sucking one.
If it sucks your blood, you win.
Yay!
What do I win? I don't know.
You win
a blood transfusion. Yay! That's not creepy, is it? No.
Okay. Four things.
Whatever. It gets the goats out of my yard.
First of all, Speed Racer is really excellent, even for kids. I've seen kids much younger than 7 there. There's a small handful of mild swear words, one kind of distant rude gesture, and a couple of comedic, stylized, cartoony fight scenes. But mostly it's just really fast racing action and a lot of really good family values.
Yes.
I was meant to turn the volume up.
Oh, okay, well, I can't.
But I agree. Speed Racer is a great movie.
You've seen it?
I have heard from a lot of people that's a lot of people who have seen it or have heard from other lot of people.
Yeah, but it has swearing
in
it, I'm not so sure
she
about
said that. Mild. And darn, it's dang it.
Yeah, it's youth group friendly. It's youth group friendly, which I have been told to. So when I get back, that's one of the top of the ones on the list to watch.
Cool. It flopped at the box office.
Really?
Yeah.
But all the great youth group movies do that because they don't have swearing and sex scenes in it, and that's all people want to watch.
They said it's trash.
Yeah.
I think it came across as too risky to take your kids to, but anybody old enough wouldn't go because it was too campy.
Yeah.
I think it kind of fell right in the middle.
Which is why
they said it cost $140 million to make, and it only made $20
million. Oof.
That's bad.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Are we going to listen to the rest of hers?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one very G-rated kiss, and there's a cootie warning before it, so it's really easy to cover your kids' eyes or have them do it if that sort of thing disturbs them.
I don't have issues with kissing. Helen surely doesn't have issues with kissing. She sees us kiss all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to have an issue with that.
Especially if it's a G-rated kiss.
Yes.
Second thought is, I'm thinking you should update your logo. You know, you still have the two guy squirrels looking cool on your podcast.
This is true.
This no, don't is change true. It. I bought a
I
shirt.
Need a girl.
Don't change it. I bought the shirt.
Squirrels are non-gender specific.
Yeah, but they look like boys. One looks like Charlie. I'm not Charlie-est being said.
You know what? I'll put a daisy in her hair.
I don't want a daisy.
I can't change the logo.
Why?
Because I'm invested.
I bought the shirt.
It's our brand.
Well, then
Apple doesn't just change its logo because the Beatles were popular. No, they stuck it through.
All the same?
That was good. I like that.
Half page. And I'm thinking you should have one boy squirrel holding a microphone and one girl squirrel kind of grinning at the viewer and holding up one end of her shades to show that she isn't blind.
Oh, I like you even more.
No, the point is they're too blind. Oh, see, it's completely missing the
now
point.
Now she's changing the theme song as well, because it's one blind squirrel and one not blind squirrel. Just one squirrel with glasses who hangs out with the blind squirrel because she feels sorry for him.
Yep.
And there is another reason not to change the logo.
That would be fun. Anyway, okay, third...
Okay, but if you're willing to draw this up for me, if you're willing to submit logos to me, I will look at them. I will look at them and consider them.
What, it's just you? You only get to consider them? What about me?
I'll show them to you.
I'm the second of the squirrels.
Charlie still supports this podcast. He's still involved.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they have to be blind.
That's the
they
point.
They must both be blind.
Dan is very insistent on this.
All right, make me blind, but I want flowers or something.
Okay, then.
And I want cool sunglasses.
This is what happens.
I want, like, Wayfarers.
This is what happens. This is what happens.
You get Dollar General sunglasses.
Note.
I want Wayfarer sunglasses.
You get your job. You get your job at the radio station. You're Mr. Cool. Okay. Yes. You get a little scooter to drive around town.
Woohoo!
Because it meets your needs and you like it.
Yes.
You're cool. You get a little pad to flop at close to the radio station so you don't have to drive for it. Maybe you just walk.
Okay.
You're cool.
Yay.
You got everything right where it's... You got a place for everything and everything in its place.
Oh, I like
yes.
that.
Yes. You don't have any knickknacks. No.
No.
You have functional pieces of utility objects around your house.
Yes.
Okay? You got maybe you got a guitar over here and you got a poster of Bob Marley over here. Things that matter.
Dang,
okay.
And Bob Marley, I don't see that
Never
at
mind.
All.
Never mind. I wasn't going to go there, but let's not start that conversation.
Then you let a woman in. That's what I'm saying, okay? You let a woman into your life, and things go bad from there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like all of a sudden there's knickknacks on the wall, and...
If you're talking about the ones in your house, I think they look nice.
Well, but they don't serve a purpose. They serve no purpose.
Doesn't matter. They serve a purpose that they look nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I don't mean that. I mean, I've been to places where I can certainly see where you're coming from, and people just go way over the top, and it's... Everything has a place, and if there is a place, then there should be something in it, because I just like to have full walls, and every inch of my wall needs to have... You shouldn't be able to see the wall, or floor, or covered space. Or computer screen surround. There should be sticky notes or magnets or something mm-hmm, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the case.
But that's not the case here. It's nice. It's subtle.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Looks nice.
But
of no eccentric whim.
This is the problem right
who
here.
Likes
you see?
To live his life,
okay.
Free of strife.
You're fine.
Doing whatever
everything
he
is good.
Yeah. Is best for
and
him.
You got you know. But then.
You're just. An ordinary man.
Listen to Professor Higgins, okay? Because he's going to tell you.
Let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through.
What is serenity?
She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you.
There
you go.
That sounds harsh. That sounds mean.
That's what he thought, but when you're in love, it doesn't feel like that. Does it, honey?
No. No, it doesn't. Until you get your company logo, and then you get flowers on it with pretty sunglasses, and then the next thing you know, there's a pink
Careful.
Squirrel. There's a pink squirrel on your...
Careful.
Sorry.
What's wrong with pink squirrels?
You see?
The RSVP crisis. My solution to...
This is on you, the RSVP crisis. You're going to hear her solution.
That is I put my email address along with my telephone number on kids' party invitations, and really busy parents can RSVP from work... Really conveniently. I also, frankly, call all the non-RSVPing parents the day after the deadline,
uh-huh.
and they're always sheepish and apologetic, which means they know what RSVP means. They're just too lazy to do it.
That is so sad.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
You know what that is? It's selfish.
It's very selfish. If we didn't have so many choices in our lives and all these scary, blood-sucking ghosts running around, people would do what mm-hmm. they're supposed to do.
I agree.
Finally, on a more spiritual level, I've been kind of pondering the topic of the gospel according to license plate mottos.
There is one from left field.
Oh, this ought to be good.
It's good.
Pondering the topic of the gospel according to Lassen plate mottos.
Bloodsucking goats.
Is that what you're going to get put on your car?
Yes.
Okay.
Missouri is the show me state. It kind of, you know, they're looking for tangible proof rather than faith in the intangible. In South Carolina, you have a choice of like 100 different plates. One of them is from the secular humanists, In Reason We Trust, and one of them is from South Carolina, and it says In God We Trust. So there's kind of an interesting contrast. Huh.
Texas is the Lone Star State. On our license plate, it says the Lone Star State, meaning the Lone Star of Israel, the Star of David.
Nice. I didn't know that.
And in New Hampshire, every residential license plate, even the special designs, is mandated to bear our state motto, which is live free or die.
Live free or die is a state motto. By golly, that's putting it on the line.
No kidding, man.
I choose live. I choose live.
Do I have to pick a what I can I just say live?
I just pick live.
Live free or die. Now, is that...
Isn't that Braveheart? Did Braveheart say that or something?
I don't know.
No, that was Die Hard.
Die Hard. It was.
Live free or die hard.
That was live free or die hard, yeah.
That's right.
That was.
They need to put the hard.
I knew that sounded familiar.
They need to put the hard in their state motto.
Yeah.
They need to harden it up a little bit.
For the rest of the world, that movie is just called Die Hard 4.0. You guys changed it.
What?
Yeah.
You called it Die Hard 4.0?
You guys said live free or die hard. Yes. Everybody else just called it Die Hard 4.0.
What?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
That's what it says in your movies?
Mm-hmm. Really? Die Hard 4.0.
We didn't change it, dude. We made the movie. You changed it.
Everybody else in the whole world has Die Hard 4.0.
Because they wouldn't understand live free or die. Because they would think that was... Because they didn't want to offend anybody.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it does sound kind of bold.
I suppose.
Live free or die, people. In other words, you're telling the rest of the world just to drop dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a pretty bold statement. That's a hard statement from New Hampshire. But you don't think of it as a hard state.
Is it big enough to be that hard?
I don't know. But you don't really think of it as... Like, I wouldn't be scared of somebody from New Hampshire. What state are you from? New Hampshire. I mean, you know, you're not... It's a Hampshire. It's like they have little wheel cages and they run around in them. You don't really think of it, you know, as like...
Yeah.
You don't really... It's not like a tough state. You know, I'm from Texas.
Unless they're blood-sucking hamsters.
Ooh,
blood-sucking hamsters.
Yeah.
These aren't blood-sucking hamsters. These are new hamsters.
Yeah.
New hamsters.
Baby hamsters.
Kind of ironic, given the historical creation of license plates. However, really, those are the options that we have in God. We can live free from sin and bondage, or we can continue in our state of...
Look at her doing a spiritual tie-in!
Wow!
Well, that's what she said she was doing.
So impressed.
Lost in deadness eternally. So just four thoughts on the show, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, I don't like changing our logo, but I do like that last one. That's very good.
That's where we've been going the whole call. Were you paying attention to what the call was about?
No, not really.
It was about four things. We find it difficult as men to handle lots of information. That was a two-minute call that she... Squeeze.
But it was good. It was quality.
It was a very good call.
Yes.
So this lesson to all. If you got really good things to talk about, you can go over a minute.
Yes. No, I didn't say that. We're going to try to keep it to a minute. But you got really good things. It's okay to go over a little bit.
That's what I said.
If you're going to play the xylophone, for 10 minutes, you know, that's not so good.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Next call, please.
The volume is up and I pressed play. It's nothing there.
It's nothing?
Yeah.
Dan.
Did you check the email to see if it says it's nothing?
It probably said it was nothing.
It probably did.
But he didn't look.
No.
Because he doesn't read.
Does he even have the email open?
No. Because he doesn't look at stuff.
That's why I spend time writing the email.
I did have it open. I usually do. Uh-huh. And then... But there's so long...
Why do you do all this?
So long ago.
Because they're in order, so they're not fumbling around trying to
find
the next
one. Least they're in order.
He doesn't take advantage of all the work that you do.
Now, wait a minute.
Not
you
all of
said,
it, but at least some of it.
You said number five was supposed to be someone from Alabama, 51 seconds long.
And that's number five? Maybe number five.
We're not that far yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Number five in the list. Yeah.
That was number five. Doesn't work.
No. You must have messed that up.
I must have got that one.
Somebody's gonna be mad. But they're not gonna be mad at me. Hey, you know what?
What?
Oh, you no. I think you just messed up the numbering system.
Did I get the numbers?
Because I have 9 calls, and in your email, there's only 8.
Seriously, y'all put me to sleep.
So I missed one. Sorry, yeah. Do number 6.
So number 6 must be a song, Alabama or something.
Woo!
Okay.
Two Blind Squirrels. Well, we're calling from Alabama.
That's somebody from Alabama.
There you go.
See? Success.
Success.
Aren't you glad you listened through?
They're calling from Alabama with a banjo on their knee.
And we just wanted to talk about the roller skating songs.
Okay.
We actually used to do the song that there's a lot of songs that I used to roller skate to.
Okay. And so one of them that was good would be?
The favorite one.
Okay, your favorite one? Okay.
Was Party.
Is he going
to
tell me?
Yes, he's about to.
Okay, all right.
Let's Party by BMX.
Let's Party by BMX. All right, from Alabama, let's see if we can find Let's Party by BMX. I don't remember this one. BMX. Let's Party.
You can play the rest of the call while it tries to find it.
Can we do that?
Party.
Can you do two things
at
once?
I don't have a Let's Party. Maybe I should try Let's Party.
He can't.
I don't think you can do two things at once.
It's impossible.
Are y'all talking while I'm looking?
Yes.
Let's Party. I don't think BMX sang that song.
Play the call.
Maybe there's more.
No. I have Let's Party by Rob Roy. Is this it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm asking him.
Well, he can't answer.
Why not?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I do want to start off teaching time with just a prayer. I know.
I don't think that's it.
I don't think that's it.
I don't even think that's Let's Party.
Although it did sound good.
Mm-hmm. It did sound like it would be something interesting to listen to. I'm going to have to check that out later. Maybe he included a sample on his call.
Maybe.
DMX, sorry.
DMX.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's look for DMX. Did everybody turn off their players already? Party Up? Maybe it's Party Up.
Maybe
it is. Is this got cussing in it?
I don't know.
DMX doesn't sound like cool. Up in here, up in here.
Oh, yeah.
Now
gonna make me lose my cool.
Up in here, up in here. Now I do know that song.
Yeah. Okay.
I do know that song.
I do know that song.
Yes.
You could roller skate to that song.
I did know that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
But I do know that song. Okay. And don't make me lose my cool up in here.
That's how he rolls.
Well, that was one of the greatest songs ever.
One of the greatest songs
ever.
Wow. You know what I reckon would be another great song?
What?
Ever?
Bloodsucking Goats.
It would.
That song.
Brad can sing it for us. Would you sing it for us, please? Hit it.
DMX, sorry.
Wait.
That was one of the greatest songs ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Like, better than, like, Let It Be. Or
it's a good song.
Or Pink Floyd's The Wall. Or
yes.
Houses
ever.
Of the Holy.
Yes,
by Led
ever.
Zeppelin. Or
absolutely ever.
Or Madonna's Vogue. It's, like, better than all those. Yeah, okay. All right.
Me. All right, I'll see y'all too. Love your show.
Love yours, dude. So, there you go. From Alabama, one of the best songs ever. DMX. Party up. Up in here, up in here.
Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here. Up in here. Brad,
there you go.
Faith is laughing at me.
It's because you can't dance.
Of course, dude. I can't
white
dance.
White boys can't dance.
Of course, you can't dance.
Tasty white boys can't dance.
Hey, now why are you gonna be?
She's hating on me.
Oh man!
Can I come around?
Now is this the same guy? This guy says he's from Alabama too. He's got some show suggestions.
Yes.
So, oh, is he taking over the show today?
I think so.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, John Wilkerson can't take over every show.
No.
2 Blind Squirrels.
That's us.
And me. And Extra.
Two Blind Squirrels and a chipmunk. And
me again.
2 Blind Squirrels and a limp chipmunk.
Limp?
We're not blind. What's the difference?
I suppose.
Okay.
My name is Brent.
Okay. Hi, Brent. How are you? What, Faith?
I'm listening.
Live in Alabama.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry. You know what? I love Alabama.
Alabama now, is beautiful in the Gulf Shores.
Yeah, I just said this to be funny. Yeah, if you go down to the bottom of Alabama, down by the ocean,
yeah,
it's beautiful down there. I mean, the rest of Alabama is pretty too.
In
but
the Gulf, I mean.
The Gulf is really beautiful. I was impressed because you don't think of sunny beaches.
Because it's right next to Florida. We walked
in Alabama.
Along
you
the
think
beach
it Dukes a Hazard when you hear Alabama.
Right. Well, we walked in. I mean, it's attached to Florida. You just walk along the beach and walk into
beautiful.
Florida.
Brad needs to sort of have a show about water.
About water.
You know what? You know what? It's funny that he should.
Water.
Water.
It's got a T in it, people.
Okay.
Water.
It's funny that he should bring this up because you're fixing to get on a plane.
I'm what?
You're fixing to get on a plane.
Yes.
You're about to get on a plane.
Yes.
And on this plane, when you get on this plane, the stewardess will come on and tell you, right?
Yes. She's not a stewardess anymore.
I'm sorry. The flight attendant on the plane over the water will tell you that your seat can also be used as a flotation device in case of a water landing. In the unfortunate event of a water landing.
Unlikely event.
Unlikely.
Is the word that they
unlikely
use.
Event of a water landing.
Yes.
Can we discuss the word landing?
Landing?
If you're using your seat as a flotation device, the chances are the plane did not land.
Well, okay, landing, let's just think they technically mean it returned to 0 meters above sea level.
Let's just discuss the word land.
Land.
If you're using your seat as a flotation device, you're not anywhere near land.
But you could be
you're
safe
in
still.
The water.
You could still
I don't think
be
they
safe.
Understand what the word land means. Land
no.
means on land.
I suppose that is true.
Okay. Otherwise, it's a crash, not a landing. In the unfortunate event or very unlikely event that we crash into the water, you can use what's attached to your butt as a flotation device.
Yes.
That's what they should say.
Yes.
It's not a landing.
No.
There's no water landing.
But
you can land
unless
on
it's
the
a
water.
Seaplane.
Crash brings out. Crash brings out negative connotations, like we're gonna crash.
They
and
don't.
So
they don't want to say that.
There's no chance of survival.
Informing me that I'm going to be hugging onto a fart-infested flotation device. Okay.
Ew.
I don't know who you sit next to.
For the dear life.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a good connotation.
He's wanted to say that since we went for a walk this afternoon. You know.
That is true.
He can't stand it.
So there you go, Brent. That's not a whole show about water, but, you know, at least...
Water. Say it with me, people.
Water.
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 And you need to also do a show where I'll just tell jokes.
We just tell jokes?
Oh, dear Lord Almighty, don't stop the madness. No, welcome to my life. You want to know my life? I grew up with a dad who told me jokes over and over and over and over every day, and he said all the same jokes over and over all the time, and then every once in a while he'd get a new joke, and then he'd tell that one until it was dead. And then I married Brad, and I get to told a new joke every single day. I don't want to show my jokes.
Brad, do
so
you
this guy from New Zealand
email?
Walks
There's
into a bar.
Jokes.
This guy from New Zealand walks into a bar, and he orders a cup of water. And he dies of thirst because the bartender doesn't know what he's talking about. It's a very funny joke.
He says, "Why?"
Funny jokes, not just the really.
Oh, funny jokes.
Yeah.
Steel Rod walks into a bar and said, "Excuse me, I told that to Tim. I told that to Tim." He laughed. He laughed. Tim and
my joke.
Tim and Dan
joke.
Laughed.
My joke.
And they both laughed.
Not just for the senses, but just fun stuff. And make sure that Brad doesn't get too overexcited, because that
too late.
That thing with the baby bunny and all kind of creeped me out.
if that creeped you out, what did blood-sucking goats do?
Don't get too overexcited.
I can't get too overexcited or I'll creep out people from Alabama. Yeah. Brent from Alabama. Because they can't handle baby bunnies and blood-sucking goats. What if a blood-sucking goat was gnawing on a baby bunny?
What if there was a blood-sucking baby bunny? How much alliteration is that?
Wasn't that from Monty Python? Did they have a bunny that attacked people?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that was in Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
So just don't talk about that stuff.
So don't talk about the bunny.
Sorry.
Good job. Already listened to this call. What's the matter with you?
Brent may not even be listening anymore.
I'm sorry.
He may have turned us off because...
brought the bunny back. Well, he brought it up.
We creeped him out. He did bring it up, in all fairness.
Yeah.
You can talk about it just in front of me, all right?
Just not.
We should have a me warning whenever the bunny's going to make a comeback.
Oh, no. Okay. Now we got Wilkerson warnings and me warnings.
Yes.
I'll see y'all.
Bye.
Best podcast ever. Bye. Best podcast ever.
Lady Faith.
Lady Faith. Listen to that. They have a lot of respect for you.
Sire Brad.
Oh, did he say Sire Brad?
Sire Brad.
He got that from Ruth Ann. Cool. I like calls like that. More calls like that. Best podcast ever. More calls like that.
Cool.
Okay, we got two more. Can we get through two more?
No.
Oh, seriously?
Not this time. We'll do it next week. No, tomorrow.
Oh,
do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh,
but we're almost there. We're almost there.
Almost there. Oh. We can do it. One more tomorrow.
Okay.
That's the wrong beginning. That's the beginning.
We're not starting the new show now. We're ending the show now, and we'll start the new show after we end the first show. We're good, but we're not that good.
You know, we're not good. We're the best podcast ever!
Woo! Sorry, I got a little excited.
I think Dan got a little excited there.
I got Fredo.
Bye, El Scondidas, everybody.
Yeah.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.